Some of you will be aware that I spend a few days of my week teaching. Given that it's Education Sunday, I thought I could give you a little taster of a lesson with Mr. Loxley. So go back, Jess. We're not there yet. Don't get ahead of ourselves. Go back. So, thank you very much for coming into class so wonderfully. Well done for sitting down. Quiet at the back. It's your own time you're wasting. No, I won't do it.
The phrases you always thought you'd never say and then you end up saying all the time.
We've got one of these laser pointers as well. Look at this. It's a proper lesson. Right, Education Sunday. I thought today I would give a brief talk, and it's only going to be brief because we're going to finish up in a few minutes, but I just thought I'd do a brief lesson on astrophysics. So here we go. I hope we're all familiar with the integral between, what is that, Norton theta dy over on the left. It's like a sine wave. Anyone understand any of that? No, me neither, so that's fine. We're going to move on. But I thought I would do a brief lesson on astrophysics, which is better. Who have ever watched Louis Giglio, who's a famous American preacher, will know how you're meant to talk about the wonders of creation. If you're going to talk about the wonders of creation to Christians, you need gradually crescendoing piano music in the background. You need a rich American accent, and you can stand here, and you build everyone to an emotional crescendo. I don't have an American accent. We don't have some gradually crescendoing piano music because it really winds me up when that happens when I'm trying to listen to someone talk. So we're not doing any of that. But I just thought for a few minutes I would do a little thing on astrophysics. Those of you who paid attention in school, both of you, you will remember that the Milky Way is, in the universe terms, our local neighbourhood. It's like the Earl's Cone of the universe. The Milky Way is our local neighbourhood. So the Milky Way are the stars and stuff that surround the Earth. Within the Milky Way, we live in a solar system. Do we all remember the planets of the solar system? My very effective memory just stored up 9 planets, yeah. Mercury, Venus, and then Earth, and not Pluto, that's not a planet. Much the Americans discussed, it was the only one that they discovered, and it's not a planet in the end of it. But anyway, so we have the Earth that exists within these planets. And these planets exist within the Milky Way. Now, the solar system has one sun in it. Hopefully you know that, the sun. The sun is rather large. The sun will fit a million Earths in it. It's exploding with the power of several thousand nuclear bombs every second. It is an enormous ball of exploding energy. We have one sun in our solar system. With the planets that I just listed. The sun exists within the Milky Way, which is our local neighbourhood. It's like the Earl's Cone of the universe. 200 years ago, humanity invented radio. Some of you might remember it. I'm joking. 200 years ago, humanity invented radio. And for those of you who paid attention in physics class, you will know that electromagnetic waves, of which radio is one, travel at the speed of light. So what I'm telling you is that 200 years ago, when we switched on our first radio, radio waves have been emitting out from the Earth at the speed of light, 300 million metres per second. That is very fast. That means every second it could get round the Earth 7 times. That's how fast light is travelling. So, to put this into perspective, 200 years ago, we switched on our first radio. From that moment, light has been travelling out in the form of radio waves at 300 million metres per second. In 200 years, you can imagine that's gone quite far, wouldn't you? I thought I would show you a picture of how fast those radio waves have travelled in the last 200 years, travelling at 300 million metres per second. Jess, could we have the next picture, please? That's how far it's gone in the Milky Way. Just in case you were wondering, it's not the box. It's that dot there.
That much.
They had to zoom in just a little bit to give you a perspective. In 200 years, radio waves travelling at 300 million metres per second have not travelled the box. They've travelled that dot there. This is the Milky Way. Within the Milky Way, there are 100 billion stars like ours. 100 billion stars like ours. As Louis Giglio puts it, the universe is very, very big.
He says the universe is far too big for humans, but it's still too small for God. Hubble Space Telescope decided to do an experiment. They picked the darkest bit in the night sky, and they pointed their Hubble telescope at it for the longest exposure photograph that I think has ever been taken. I think it may have been about 6 months. And they left the Hubble telescope pointing at the darkest bit in the night sky. And they genuinely thought they wouldn't see anything. And then after 6 months, they saw that. Sorry, it's not particularly clear. Beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. Darkest bit of the night sky. Look at all of that. And what's more incredible is that they are not stars. That they are galaxies, each of them about the size of the Milky Way. In that picture, they reckon there are about 10,000 galaxies. To put that another way, in that picture, there are 10,000 of the previous one. Go up, Jess. There are 10,000 of those, bearing in mind that the speed of light for 200 years has only got that far in that picture. There are 10,000 of those in those, the darkest bit of the night sky. Psalm 147 says that God knows every star by name. There are 100 billion-ish galaxies in the universe. Each of those 100 billion galaxies have got 100 billion stars like our own. It's a lot of stars. Psalm 147 says God knows the name of every single one. And he knows how many hairs are on your head. I know that for some of you that's an easier question than others, isn't it, Amos? I want to read this from Psalm 147. He gathers up the exiles in Jerusalem. He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and he calls each of them by name. Great is our Lord God, mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to the Lord on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. He makes the grass grow on the hills like these flowers. He provides food for the cattle, for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse or his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in their unfailing love. The same God who knows every name of every 100 billion stars in every 100 billion galaxies is the same God who knows how many hairs are on your head. Sometimes if we want a bigger view of God, we need a bigger view of creation. What I love about that psalm is how it starts. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And he determines the number of stars and call each of them by name. Because God is the God who knows every single star, who created a universe that is very, 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 very big. And yet he still knows you. And he still knows when you're going through a rough time. And he still knows the name of every single kid who wrote a message on the trees outside. He knows the name of every single kid represented by that screen where so many of them that said they felt depressed. That same God who threw the stars into space is the same God who stretched out his hand at Calvary, is the same God who stretches out his hand to us today because he carries our burdens. We worship a very, very big God. And that very, very big God still cares about you. Because if there's one lesson that I'm sure CYO would like to convey to the kids, and if there's one lesson that I would like to convey this morning on this Education Sunday, it is that you matter. Beth read Psalm 139. God, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down, you know when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out, you discern my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before me. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. God, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I get away from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I go down to the depths, you are there. I rise up on the wings of the dawn. If I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, which I thought was particularly pertinent for that picture. Even the darkness will not be dark to you, God. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is a light to you. For you created my innermost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. Let's pray. And then we're going to stand and sing to finish our service this morning. Father, when we spend just a few minutes having a glimpse of your beautiful creation, be that in the flowers, in the laugh of a baby, or in the vast cosmos that surrounds us, we cannot help but say, God, you are great and wonderful. And we thank you that such a big God knows us so intimately. We are amazed and in awe, God, that despite your power, your awesomeness, your creative power, you still know us, you still love us, and you still hold out your hand to carry our burdens. I pray that we would know that this week more and more. Might we learn to walk with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.